Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo. I am your host, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you all enjoy it. Welcome again to Everything EHC. We have a bunch of wonderful folks in the podcast room. This is Teen Camp, and at the end of Teen Camp, we lose some of our team members back to their real life in their real places that they live. And I wanted to make sure and try to podcast with as much as the summer staff as I possibly could. So I have some guests in here, and I'm going to start with someone who has already been in the podcast room with us on Everything EHC. Sir, please introduce yourself.
Hi again, that's Troy Gladwell back for the second time around.
Second time around. You were here, I think, during, we were doing, staff training, is that when it was?
I think it was orientation week.
Orientation week. How do you feel differently between orientation week and now about Enchanted Hills?
Well, it's been a magical experience, to be quite honest. It's been a lot of interacting with all different clientele, which has been very awakening on many different levels, personally, professionally, and just also making sure that the campers get the best out of themselves as well. But it's obviously with only 3 days to go for myself, it's a bit of mixed feelings. I'm looking forward to going home and seeing my daughter and my dog, but I really don't want to leave the place.
It has kind of a bittersweet feel at the end of it. It gets very surreal for me, a little bit emotional even, because it's hard to leave something that is so intense in our day-to-day lives like this. What were some of the challenges for you this summer working as a volunteer at EHC?
I think just coming to a new environment and learning different ways of doing things. We get stuck in our own ruts about how things maybe we think should be done, and when it doesn't sort of mesh up, you've got to reevaluate.
Yep.
So that's been probably the biggest one. Obviously, working in the industry, there's not too much professionally that's really been a challenge, but it's long days, it's hard work, and that can take its toll as well if you don't take care of yourself.
That's it. Do you feel like you were able to maintain that?
I do. In saying that too, I did lose my voice.
Yeah, there was a little while there where you weren't talking.
No, but so it's a balancing act, and it's you get told right through and supported right through to make sure you take care of yourself. So that's very important that we do that.
And the timeline is skewed because adults feels like a real long time ago, but at the same time, it wasn't that long ago. It's a strange phenomenon of what day is it, what month are we in?
And that's right. And dealing with the different demographics from blind babies right through to special needs, right through to the teens now, it's a nice transition right the way through.
Perfect. And now, can you just give us your overall thoughts on Enchanted Hills? You got just something, just basic thought on what the whole experience has been for you.
For me, it's been a blessing to be here. Reality of it is I still think it's an amazing, beautiful place. The people here are fantastic. Everyone's very personable and caring. It's a real family and community spirit up here, which that's a part of the reason you don't want to leave. But other than that, it's one of those things that it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for most people, and I'd thoroughly recommend that everyone embrace it and try it at least once.
Excellent. Those are excellent sentiments about EHC and your first experience. I know even as a volunteer, you were one of our hardest workers. You were on the ball. You took care of some of our amazing campers, and we're just on it all the time. And sometimes I forget we do this team building. I talked about it a little bit before, and then we're all in different places doing different things, and we hardly see each other or have any contact because we're just so busy. We're working with the same few team members every day because we have this schedule. But when you're on the outside looking in at what everybody else is doing, you can see those people that really embrace the job and love what they're doing, and you totally did that. You were a blessing to this camp, Troy. We appreciate you coming, volunteering your time, being a day behind from your real world.
That's nice to just be a day behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time I'm weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to thank you not only for myself for being a great team member, but thank you from Enchanted Hills Camp for taking part in this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And we hope that when you guys establish your EHC in Australia, that we get to come and partake in that environment as well.
Obviously, that would be something that we'd definitely love to have as well. People that have lived the experience previously to come over and help us set something up for our campers. But in all honesty, it's been an honor to be invited over to be a part of it. So, you know, thanks back to you guys.
No, thank you. Thank you for sharing on everything EHC. And now we're going to have another guest. Thank you. You can go take a nap now, Troy. Our next guest is also another team member here for the whole summer. And introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Haley.
Hi, Haley. Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
When did you get here to Enchanted Hills Camp?
I got here June 17th.
And what have you been doing here as our team member?
So I've just been working as a counselor.
A counselor.
So I'm kind of all over the place.
Yep, doing lots of different things. Yeah. Where has your schedule put you this summer?
I'm at horses a lot, which is funny because I was never familiar with horses. But then as I got used to them, they weren't as scary. Yeah. But I'm at horses. I'm at Hogan. I like doing archery, but I'm not there all the time, and I'm a little disappointed by that.
Well, we'll have to talk to the people in scheduling for next time. Haley, how did you end up here at Enchanted Hills Camp?
So my father, he actually volunteered here. It was when I was in high school, I believe 2011. He volunteered and did the archery, and he told me about it. And he suggested I apply and have this experience working at a camp. And since I'm going to be graduating school this coming spring, I figured this might be my last chance to fly over and work here.
Congratulations on working towards graduating in the spring. Where do you go to school?
I go to school to Marymount Manhattan College.
Nice. And you are one of the, I'm just going to bring this up just one time, you are one of our team members that has their full sight.
Yep.
There are only a few of you, right?
Yeah, there's only seven, I think.
Seven of you out of the 20-something of us? Yeah. What has it been like for someone with vision to be at a visually impaired and blind camp working as a team member?
It's really changed my perspective on how I look at the world. I mean, my father, he is visually impaired, but, you know, he's only one person. So seeing it from how children act, how senior citizens act, how they go through their daily life, it just changes my perspective. And it also, how do I put that? It makes me realize that not everything's so easy in the world.
Yeah.
And I've taken a lot of things for granted.
That's interesting insight from a sighted person helping out a lot of visually impaired and blind people this summer. What are some specific personal highlights from this summer that let's go the other way. What were some challenges for you?
I think being a sighted person was a challenge, trying to relate to these people. And then I know some people thought of me as an outsider, not workers, but campers, that I couldn't relate to them just because I did have my vision. And also I was always worried that I might offend somebody with how I describe an area to them or help get them to an area.
Making sure you're giving them the information that they are wanting or expecting. Yeah. As someone who is a visually impaired person who often does audio description for the blind folks, that's one of the biggest challenges. I've talked about it with Lawrence before, who's mostly completely blind. He's talked about it's definitely over explaining things, over audio describing things, and there's a happy balance of figuring that out. So that's an interesting challenge. May have been worrying about that a little too much. I know some of the campers can be a little testy with our vision folks sometimes, but overall, it is nice to have people who have sight here to help out in certain situations. We're always asking for a pair of eyes to help us find something we dropped. Or
eyeballs. That's my new nickname.
Eyeballs. Now let's talk about some highlights for you. What, like on a personal level, even just doing, whatever it is, what was highlights for you this summer?
Well, I would say working with the children. I loved working with them. I don't know why. They were just my favorite. They were just
the
so sweet and so
session.
Innocent. Yep. Adorable. And also special needs. I didn't grow a connection with them like I did with the kids, but I kind of gave me... So, long story short, I like writing screenplays. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of stuck on an idea of what to write. And just like seeing special needs and the stories from these people, it kind of got my mind going.
Inspiration.
Just bringing their, bringing their story out to light.
Very, very cool. These are things that I'm learning about my new friend, Haley. I didn't even know she's sharing with the world right now.
Mysterious.
Haley and I accidentally, a couple weeks ago, wore the same color shirt, the same color khaki shorts, and we had dark color shoes, and we didn't even know that it happened, and it just happened. It was kind of cool. And today, we are finishing off our summer here as it comes to an end by wearing our superhero outfits. She's got her same color shirt on I do. And it's been really fun getting to know you. You're a delight to be around. You're a really cool person.
Thank you.
We liked having you here. Enchanted Hills Camp liked having you here too. And I would say that I know you got bigger and broader, brighter things in your future. I'm glad you got to fit us in for at least one summer. And I hope that you get to come back and visit us again. Even if it's just for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Is there any shout outs or anything you want to say? This is going to go on the internet, and you know what happens when it goes on the internet?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Haley. Thank you for being part of a team. You're a great person. Let's stay in contact.
Absolutely.
Right on. Okay. And next up, we have one more staff member here for this podcast. And who are you?
I'm Tian from Sydney, Australia, the land down under.
And Tian, this is your first time here at EHC?
It certainly is.
And how did you find out about us? Tell us your story.
I found out about EHC through Blind Citizens New South Wales, which is a organization in back at home. They were after people to come over and do summer camp in America, and I thought, hey, why not? So I applied, and here I am.
And you've been here all summer with us. You went through the staff training and all the sessions. Tell us your overall experience of Enchanted Hills Camp team member.
Oh, overall experience. For once I'm speechless. Who would have thought that day happened? EHC is really a good thing. Overall experience, man, this place is just, it's amazing. Like, as soon as when I signed up, I actually had no idea what EHC was. I just love camp, so I thought, let's go have some fun. And I pulled in and I got off the bus and I met everyone, had no idea who anyone was, and from the get-go, it kind of just felt like home. Like, just the environment here is just, I honestly don't know how to explain it. People just need to come and experience it for sure.
Perfect. That's a great expression there, because I feel the same about it. A lot of people call this place their second home. So what are some personal, specific favorite things that happened over the summer? Maybe some of the activities, some things you've never done or experienced that happened here at Enchanted Hills?
I rode a horse, which when Tony interviewed me, he was like, so Tian, what is what you like to do? And I listed off everything I like to do, which is pretty much everything. And he's like, what is something you don't like? And I'm like, horses. Straight up, horses. I'm not getting on a horse. But when I came over, I thought, you know what? I'm here to help encourage kids to, you know, step out of their comfort zone. And I just thought, well, while I'm here, why not? So I will admit there was a few tears, and I think I broke Sally's fingers holding onto her hands. But Noble did a great job, and I rode him for, quite a while. So that
Congratulations on going outside your comfort zone at Enchanted Hills Camp. What are you going to take back with you to Australia that you got here at Enchanted Hills Camp?
Apart from a whole bunch of lifelong friends, definitely going to take back this whole vibe and hopefully make our own EHC in Australia and continue to grow it there and get people to come across, and we can do like OJ Radio in Australia. That would be cool. Let's do that.
I'm down. Tion finally got to join us in the radio room and say OJ Radio. We were pretty excited about that. It only took her all summer long. All right. So I'd like to say that not only yourself, but all the Australians that came, what a blessing to have you guys here this year. You've been awesome team members. You have sacrificed your bodies, your emotions, your mentality, your sleep, your eating habits, and everything that goes along with being part of a camp. You've done a great job monitoring that and coping with those things. And as challenging as it is, it's a wonderful thing to have great working team members, because it makes the summer go really smooth. You helped us out a ton. Tell us a funny story about your scarred up knees before we go.
Well, I have carpet burn on my knee.
Yes, you do.
And probably the funny part is I did it twice in the same spot. This is what happens when you get into Man Jam. It's great. Man Jam, the place to be. So I take air guitaring seriously. So, yeah, that's my knee's bleeding at the moment, but it's great.
It is. She did two different times slide air guitar on carpet. And first time made some pretty nice carpet burns, and then the second time reopened the wounds. And finally, the last thing I want you to do, just so we have it on recorded here, is I want you to let's have you do the announcements for Tino, and you're going to be introducing
say it a few times for me. So today in the Kiva we'll be doing
fifth period, we're going to be doing audible dots.
Thank you.
We love audible dots. That's Tion, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this special edition of getting to know our staff members, our team members here at Enchanted Hills Camp on everything EHC. Thank you, Tion, for being awesome.
Thank you, Maceo. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Okay, so you've been listening to everything EHC. We're going to just keep doing these podcasts. You know how we roll. So keep listening here at Maceo.net. Thanks to Tion and Haley and Troy. You guys have been great. Can't wait to stay in touch and see what the future holds for all of us after Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.